Item number 13, Org Unit 9500, Zoological Department, page 339.
Morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. The 2014 budget for the zoo, first, I'm Chuck Wickenhauser, Zoo Director. This is Vera Westfall, Deputy Director of Administration and Finance. The 2014 budget proposed before you today includes an increase in tax levy support, which, when we look at the average of tax levy support required for operating the zoo, brings us closer to that point, whether it's budgeted initially or is provided at the end of the year when we have a revenue shortfall. Major initiatives for next year include bringing back the stingrays and sharks, which were very popular this year. It also has no fee increases listed other than those that would be by contract with those that operate some of the rides that we would have. And it does include the 6 free days that we typically have from November through April. And it does include the free admission for school groups from the 1st of November through the 31st of March. And I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There is a very substantial jump in revenues, which is a good thing. But, give us an explanation of what causes that jump that's so large. It looks like maybe $2.5 million.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, if you're referring to page 2 of 9, Vera, can you?
Yes. That is just reflecting the society support to the zoo. It was just moved from a different org, low org.
Okay. Okay. Mr. Chair, the attendance is estimated to decline.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, yes. With the additional tax levy support, we've reduced revenues in specific areas, so that would account for the reduction in admission revenue and subsequently the number of people that actually visit. Attendance for 2012 was 1,332,000. This year, because of that rainy cold spring that we had, we'll probably have closer to 1,260,000 people. So it accommodates some of that shortfall.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
What's the zoo? The Zoological Society and the zoo not entering into a strategic planning process? And where are we on that, and where's the information?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, yes, the 2013 budget provided capital for a master plan process, which we are engaged in right now, fully half supported by the Zoological Society financially and participating in that. So we don't have anything to bring to you yet. We hope that that process will be finished within the next couple of months here, and then shortly after the first of the year would come to the board for its approval.
And is that strictly capital?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, not strictly capital. It will address some of the operating needs that we have, some of the policies that we have regarding green policies, other guidelines for development, and some strategic planning also. Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, if I could just follow up also, we are all but finished with the MOU negotiation and the contract with the Zoological Society, and that will come to you hopefully either in December or January cycle.
Well, I just want to complain about the budget narrative. I mean, for a department with this kind of FTEs in it and dollars in it, there's so preciously little in this. I'm going to ask staff to work with the executive's department here and see if we can do a better job of fleshing out this budget. Thank you.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Yeah, you have to be a detective to understand this. You referenced this new MOU that we haven't seen, but is that the why the budget assumes a $2.3 million increase in the cash contribution and a reduction in the parking pass contributions of 1.8? Is that the new financial arrangement with the Zoological Society that we haven't approved, but it's assumed?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, yes, as we've gone through the negotiations, we're trying to find a really specific and definite way to share revenues with the Zoological Society from their membership base. And what we have tentatively agreed to, in theory, is that they would share 50% of their membership revenue, gross revenue, with us, and then in turn they would not have to pay the parking plus fees that we charge back to them. As we look at the total revenue that they would provide plus and then minus the adjustments we would have for parking, our increase is still $195,000 in revenue from the Zoological Society. So it's a good deal.
So it's troubling that we have to pull this stuff out. Like, we have to extract this information when it's clear that the budget is partly constructed on these changes. And so, you know, my problem is that we haven't seen the MOU. We're going to approve a budget, and then the MOU is going to come in front of us, and what we're going to be told is, well, you approved the budget, and this was baked into the budget, so clearly you have to approve the MOU. I don't know why we don't do these things ahead of time, or explain it so that I don't have to feel like I'm, like, when it's hidden, I feel like people are hiding things from me. So I don't know why we aren't just more transparent about it, particularly when those are clearly the assumptions that went into it. Now, that may not be your fault. Maybe it's the information that's being provided by the administration in the budget narrative, which is, I think, Supervisor Jurczyk's comment. But, all right, enough.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, I'm sorry for the confusion. It's not unusual. First of all, we do have an MOU, in fact, with the Zoological Society. And it's not unusual for us to come forward at the budget time not knowing exactly what we're going to get from the Zoological Society, with assumptions that it will be approximately this amount. And that's what happened in the 2013 budget. We had not been informed by the Zoological Society, pending their budget actions, as to a $500,000 amount that was going to be in there. Subsequently, in the 2013 budget, there was a hole in there with an abated amount of expenditures. We came to you then earlier this year and said that we now know what the Zoological Society is providing, so here is the money, and then subsequently the abatement is removed for the expenditures. So it's not something that I would say we're trying to fool you with. It's something that we're trying our best to do, manage between two organizations and negotiate in good faith with them. There are many things in the MOU this time that it's a much more comprehensive document, and the finances of that are very similar to whether we were getting it under the old MOU or we're getting it under the new MOU. So I don't think that would be the crux of your having issues with the MOU, other than perhaps other policy things that are within that.
Right, perhaps other policy things that are within that, but in order to get the additional revenue, you have to agree to the MOU, the new MOU, right? So the new MOU comes with other policy implications that are not transparent to us now, and I'll get them at some future date. I think it's clear why. I don't understand why we have to. I would think we would start our conversation sort of where we left it off you know, last time you identified the issues, it was ongoing as we entered into 13, and we've had some movement in 13. And I just would expect that that would be, it would be talked about in the narrative, it would be talked about in the explanation. So I appreciate what I've learned today, and I know that there's a lot more apparently that I have to understand.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, if I could just say again, the $500,000 of that is already part of what they have pledged from their increased membership fees that they've done this year and would carry through.
Okay.
So that the amount of additional revenue is something that, in good faith, we've tried to negotiate with them and bring forward. Certainly, if at the time of it we bring the MOU to the county board, you would have that opportunity to disagree with that and ask us to go back and renegotiate some other deal. We know what a platform of revenue or a threshold of revenue is for between the two groups at this point, and would hope that as we move forward, then we recognize that the new formula would be even better for the zoo as far as operating revenue received from the Zoological Society. So we'd be glad to, before we do that, go over that with individuals to make sure that everything is understood.
Anything further?
Well, maybe we could get, I guess I'd like more information on what's laid out in this short paragraph on strategic implementation regarding the levy decrease due to contributions from the Zoo Society, and also the MOU, what's being provided from there, where we are in strategic planning. Could we get a memo or a white sheet, whatever you want to call it, addressing those issues, so we at least get some additional information before budget? I mean, just to lay out the problem, we've talked about this before. I believe it's well over 60% of the users of the zoo come from outside Milwaukee County, and yet we have a $5-plus million tax levy on the zoo support. In effect, the poorest county in the 7-county region is perhaps subsidizing other users. That's always been an issue. The zoo is a great service. The other thing I noticed here is the zoo sustainability ratio is going down for this year, from 80% in the 2013 budget down to 76%. There's just so lack of information here that I'd like a memo addressing some of the things that both Supervisor Lipscomb and I have raised, and if we could get some additional information from staff before we have to take up. I don't know if this comes before us or what.
Do you have a working MOU at all with the Zoological Society?
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, yes, it's been the same one that's been in effect for several years. We gave the Zoological Society notice 2 years ago that we wanted to renegotiate that, and it took them some time to respond, and certainly over the summer months we've gotten to a very short list of issues within that, and as I say, it's very close to being ready to come to the board. If I could just point out, too, just as a point of reference for your investment in the zoo, the basic economic impact study done in 2009, as a matter of fact, showed that the minimal economic impact of the zoo is $56 million on the community. So for your investment of $5 million, we're going to give you 10 times that in return as far as the community itself goes. So we're very proud of that fact and the importance that the zoo plays in that, and work hard very much to keep that tax levy at a minimum. And we do have a differential in county and non-county admission rates, too, so that the county residents do see some of that discount for themselves.
Go ahead. That's something that's not set up.
You could speak more into the mic. I think people might be having a hard time hearing you.
We have none of that information in the budget. It's just the net levy cost per visitor. You know, it's, and this, I really don't think this is Mr. Wiginhauser's fault. I think this is our budget department preparing such a sketchy budget narrative for us that it's hard for us to get information. And had some of us not been here in previous years to have listened to some of the concerns regarding the Zoological Society and the, and you know, the county's proportion, I don't know. Do you have a economic impact statement for the county of Waukesha, because it's almost on the border, and I'm sure visitors coming to the zoo help Waukesha County as well, even though it's in Milwaukee. So, you know, I don't know if that's been addressed, but I just would like to get more information, flesh this out, the MOU, where we are with the strategic planning, a memo on that before we have to vote on budget. Thank you.
And who are you asking to provide that?
I mean, well, I think we're going to have our department work with the zoo staff on getting that information.
Okay. Can you provide that?
And Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, you can provide additional information for you. Yes, we can. Okay. A synopsis of where the MOU is, a synopsis of the master plan process, and was there something else? And the economic impact, we can provide that to you.
I think for the finance committee.
Yeah.
I think everyone's going to want it.
Dr. Colton?
Thank you, Chairman. I just want to clarify that the information you're asking for wasn't in last year's narrative either. We're happy to provide it, and I think putting this together, we have to, we can't put all the information in, otherwise it would be unreadable. So as questions come up, we're happy to provide it, but this information hasn't been in there historically either.
Well, you might start with last year's budget, look at what was provided. Mr. Chair, last year's budget provided more information. At least that would be a starting point. Why we're reducing so much information from prior years is a concern to me. I understand it's a judgment call, but to me, here's my comment. I think you've erred on the side of too little information. So let's try to get that corrected this year and straighten that out. So thank you.
Thank you. Anything further on this item?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to clarify two things. Who's at the table working with you on the MOU?
On the MOU? Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, for the zoo, it's myself and two deputy directors and director of public affairs and services. On the Zoological Society, it's Dr. Bert Davis, his VP of finance, and his Vice President of Membership Services.
Okay. I guess I would suggest that someone from the county board, and I'm sure somebody at the administration is already in touch with you and getting information on the MOU, but we haven't had any information come this way on that progress. So I don't know if that's a formal request.
Well, I think it's part of what Supervisor Jersey
asked for. Okay. And then lastly, it also sounded like things were reported differently last year when it came to the funds from the Zoological Society. So you said this year you put it in down as revenue, and last year it wasn't like that. So I just want to get that clarified.
Excuse me, Chairman, Supervisors. It was in the budget. If you look at the overall revenue, we're up $141,000. But it was in the operations budget, the revenue from the Society with Parking Plus, and now that is just moved into administration.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Well, we'll look forward to some little more information from you before we deliberate. Anything else? If not, thank you.